This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
And as Madonna said, everybody comes to Hollywood. But for Drag Race Down Under's Hollywood star, it was time for her to step out of the spotlight last week. And to quote Madonna again, turn the lights down.
Making it to the top four and the makeover challenge on the Stan original series, Hollywood was defeated by Gabriella Labucci in the lip sync and sent back to her home in Sydney. But is joining us this morning to talk about her experience on the show. Welcome, Hollywood.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Now, you've got an opera and musical theatre background, which shows because you are a natural performer. What made you level up and step into drag?
Honestly, I've always wanted to do drag for a very long time. And basically, during COVID, since we had so much time, I sat down in my house and I painted my face every single day. And I just decided to do it. I was like, you know what? I don't care what people are going to think of me. I'm just going to go for it. And so it's going to be 2 years in November. And now look at where it got me.
Wow.
I love it. It's great. Already on TV, brilliant. Now, it wouldn't be Drag Race without some cutting shade in the confessionals. And you certainly made sure your star shone bright while in the competition with plenty of shady comments. I know we can't blame it on the edit, but was that all for the camera or how you really feel?
Oh my gosh. Like, they asked us a million questions in that interview. And, you know, sometimes they cut it and sometimes, like, that's how it comes out. But honestly, we all love each other and it's all out of love and we just want to make great TV, so.
Well, the editors certainly know how they can do that and make it great. Now, what was the one thing that you wanted to show to the audience when you signed up for Drag Race Down Under?
I'd probably say I wanted to show them how beautiful I look with that crown on.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, no, but honestly, I feel so grateful and I feel very proud, honestly. I got a lot of airtime and I think I stayed true to myself and my brand from the very beginning. I think when I first walked into that workroom, you knew exactly who Hollywood Star was.
Since you are coming up to your second anniversary within drag, it must have been great to be able to not only be a part of this platform, but to be a part of the competition with queens that have been doing it for different years so you could work together and learn together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, honestly, like, this platform gives so many opportunities and to young queens and queens who've been doing it for a very long time. And, you know, I think people mistake, like, since you've been doing something for a short period of time, like, it doesn't really matter. The audience doesn't want to see that. The audience wants to see, like, the best of the best. And, you know, I'm so happy that I got the chance to do it.
Now, Ru kept saying throughout the series so far that she wanted to see something more from you. Now that you're looking back, do you know what it was, that little thing that she was looking for?
Well, it's quite funny because we only have limited time with Ru. And she mentioned, I think twice, like towards the end, of vulnerability. And I showed vulnerability during the entire season. There were a lot of conversations and things that I talked about that didn't get a chance to air and stuff. And I think would have really softened Hollywood's edit. Like, I really loved the way, like, you know, they portrayed me of looking very professional and polished and, you know, like really holding true to my brand. I wish that there would have been some conversations that would have aired that would have just kind of, you know, knock down the door a little bit of what the insides of why I'm so confident and where that confidence comes from and how I got there and why I hold myself to a certain standard. Mm-hmm. You know, as a Black immigrant in Australia, like, I've had to try 10 times harder than everyone else because I feel like every time that I would approach something or do something, I have to just prove that I'm worthy. So I think that a lot of where that comes from.
I'm curious about, like, how, if you're spending limited time with Rue up on the stage, how does Rue see people's vulnerability? Is it like, you know, the people who cry are the ones who Rue deems as vulnerable? Like, what would you have to do on that stage to be vulnerable?
That question, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay,
because, like I said, like they, we only have like 2 minutes. It's longer than 2 minutes, but you just have the runway. And when you're on the runway with Rue, you want to present your best. You want to look polished. You want to look, you know, like this is the Drag Olympics. So of course I wanted to look perfect and polished and, you know, professional. Then I think, it gives the chance to the audience when you're in the workroom and you're silly and you're telling these stories with your fellow sisters and stuff like that, for the audience to see that vulnerability. And sometimes, you know, when Rue comes into the workroom and has those little conversations and things, I don't know, you kind of just, for me, at least, I wanted to put my best foot forward. I wanted to, you know, hold myself to a certain standard and stuff. So, like, I guess it was just a learning experience in that sense. But, I guess I'm still trying to figure that out. But, you know, maybe one day for an All Stars or something like that, you know, I can
show us your flaws.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, maybe
Drag Race Down Under. Drag Race Down Under certainly had a lot of, it was a bit of a rollercoaster of a ride this season, from crazy lip syncs with Man Down Under to dogs as a part of the makeover. Was it crazy doing the makeover challenge with pups running around?
Oh my gosh, it was the best thing ever. Like, it definitely was what I needed. I have a dog, Winston, and he's 6 years old. And he, it's so funny, I just didn't know this, who teamed us up, but he's the exact same breed as my dog.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
So crazy that I got that. So as soon as, you know, Arlene started talking to me and stuff, and anything she was saying to me, I honestly was just in tears, because at that point of the competition, like, you're ready to just, like, go home. You're ready to talk to your friends and your family. You have no internet access. You have no phone call access to anyone. So you're starting to feel very alone, and you're, like, inside a box. So the dogs are so cute, and I'm so glad that they did that.
Well, we're now at the very pointy end of the competition, and we need to ask the big question. Who do you think has it in the bag to win the crown and scepter?
Well, you know what? I am not allowed to say that.
Damn,
I am not
rules.
Allowed to say that. But you know what? I'll give you, you know, a close answer. I think that they all are deserving of the crown. I think they all are lovely, and they are my friends and my sisters, and I adore them. I'm currently on tour with them with Work the World. We're currently in Perth, and we're going to Adelaide next. But I would love to see the crown on either of their heads.
Gorgeous.
Well, we are going to find out this week when the final episode of Season 3 of the Stan Original Series RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under airs on Friday. Hollywood star, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.